KO4CEF Mobile on Echo Link.
KO4HDX, afternoon, Andrew.
Boom, Patrick, how you doing?
Not too bad. Just going over here to pick my son up. He's having some work done on his car.
I feel for him. I hate to know how much that'll set him back. Any kind of work nowadays is probably bound to be expensive. Or are you going to do it with him?
A friend of mine's doing it. That and the warranty's paying for it. He bought a warranty when he bought the car, so they're taking care of it.
The warranty to either help out or pay for the work to be done.
KB2HX. Hey, Dave. Andrew, I hooked him up with a place to get it done and not have to worry about taking advantage of him.
Yeah, that's definitely good. How's it going, Dave? KO4CEF.
No, I'm just driving to my next stop where I'm meeting him at. Just out the road from your house, Dave.
Uh-oh. I better lock the doors.
How was your herding kittens?
It was pretty good. The herding's over for now. We only downsized. I come in this morning and find out we had a fairly serious issue. We had a car they found damaged not far from being able to make it to the customer. So that's always a bad thing, especially when it's more of a vehicle fault. So just trying to figure out what happened and all that's always the fun game to play.
I kind of missed it. Did someone have an accident?
4HX. He was just saying that a car got damaged going down the line and almost made it to delivery of a customer. And that's what they had a problem with, Dave.
Okay. Very good, very good. Yeah, I'm just sitting around here. Patrick, are you available for a phone call in a little bit or what?
I can take a phone call.
Okay, very good. Let me get with you real quick, and then I'll leave you be. Just take a second.
I am actually backing into a spot, Andrew, so you be careful out there, and I will talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, clear.
Andrew, KB2HXS.
Yeah,
KDYOX. If you need an investigator over there, just let me know. It's a whole line of work.
Good evening. How you doing, KO4CEF?
It's a good day today. Not too bad. KD4IOX. Beautiful weather, but a change of plans. I'm heading back up the mountain. I'm going to play a Patrick today. Commute back and forth 2 days in a row.
Roger that. Well, yeah, besides the wind, I wish it wasn't as windy. I might consider going and flying planes, but besides the wind, it's definitely beautiful out here.
Windy, that's what it is. My wife is, her name is Wendy, spelled with an I and a Y.
I think I like it.
That Echo Link working pretty good. You like it?
I mean, it'll do in a pinch. You know, when I can't throw the antenna on top of the car, like in the evening where everybody can see it, it's not bad. The delay kind of throws it off a little bit, so. If somebody's too fast to key up and start talking, you'll miss it. And, you know, but, I mean, like I said, it'll work in a pinch. You know, it lets me get on the radio and not have to worry about, like I said, throwing the antenna on the top of the car. But it comes across the speakers, and I got it where little microphone, little earbuds, I just click the button and it'll key it up, and then I can unkey it. So I guess it's not too bad.
You got it set up there. Sounds pretty good. Your voice sounds different on it. I guess it's a little bit more maybe realistic. I don't know. But you sound different than you do on the regular VHF.
Yeah, there ain't no telling. I mean, it's basically just the kind of the earbuds you get with your phone. And, it's got a little button where you can answer. So it'll use that as a push-to-talk. I mean, it's a little bitty old hole in this thing, so... it wouldn't surprise me if it sounds different from what I sound like in the morning.
Sounds good. Totally readable. Good audio.
I tell you, I wish there were more repeaters that had it, or maybe even something like Zello, you know, attached to the repeater. The only downside of the Echolink app is it's not really, I guess they're not really developing it anymore, so I tried to buy a little wireless Bluetooth microphone. You know, it looks like a regular radio microphone, but it's Bluetooth. I can't get that thing to connect to Echolink for nothing, but if you turn Zello on and you key it up, it'll work just almost from the beginning. You don't hardly have to do anything, but Echolink's just a pain in the butt.
You plugging that into?
So on my phone, it doesn't have a headphone port, so it just plugs into the USB-C connection on my Android phone. So, and then, like I said, it's just your normal earbuds that you would talk to somebody on the telephone with. It's the ones that would normally come with most phones. You know, Apple used to come with something similar, but on it that you can push to answer and hang up the phone, it'll let you use that for a push to talk. I mean, like I said, it works in a pinch. It gets me through and lets me talk on the radio.
Yeah, sounds good. Works well. I'm going to have to play with that a little bit one day when I get free time, whenever that will be.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, setting up the app's not bad. Like I said, until you really get into trying to add something or, you know, trying to do like Bluetooth headphones or whatever, it's not bad. You just click a button on the screen and a microphone will come up, and then when you're done talking, you just click the screen and it'll transmit then. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I mean, overall, it's a fairly simple app to set up. I'm sure they have an iPhone version just like they have an Android version.
Not much of an iPhone person. I like the Android myself. It's fun. It's much more versatile with many more apps out there that you can use with it. So I really like my Android. KD4 IOX for official purposes.
KD4 IOX. This is KO4 BXE. What are you doing out there?
Right. APRS droid running on the phone, and then I've got this running on top of it. And that way my wife can keep track of me coming home, and she ain't got to text me and see where I'm at or nothing. So it works out pretty good. But yeah, it's a decent app. I mean, you can download it on your computer as well, and you can connect all kinds of repeaters everywhere. And I guess that's interesting. It's kind of like if you did the same thing with DMR and a hotspot. Kind of the same principle, I guess.
You got a double right there with an old buddy of mine. Is that Michael out there?
KO4 BXE. What are you doing, Leon? How's retirement, buddy?
Tell you, if you can get to it, do it. Oh, man, it is so much less stressful than what you're doing, Mike. I'm telling you, do it. I'm telling you. Love it, living it, and loving it. Just coming back from work. Been a change of plans. I was going to stay at my son's in my fifth wheel camper last night, but had a change of plans. So I'm heading back up the mountain. Back on 25 now. Getting ready to fix it to go up the grade here.
Through a dead spot, Leon, I may lose you. I met with the town manager the other day. I got to 55, and I'm 48. So not that much longer. Hopefully it'll go by pretty quick.
There, you'll get there. Mike, this is Andrew we're talking to. KO4CEF, if I'm not mistaken, and he's on Echolink.
Right, roger that. Name here is Andrew, KO4CEF. Y'all kind of carry on. I'm going to get on 85 real quick. Got to make sure I pay attention. I'll be standing by for a little bit. KO4CEF, standing by.
You'll be going, you'll be going northbound, so... Yeah, it's been a mess all day long with that accident they had. I had to go up 153 to Anderson to avoid all that. But, yeah, good talking to you, Andrew. We'll see you in the morning. What are you doing, heading home?
Tracy the other day, I know he's getting ready to retire at the end of July, I believe it is. He told me he's going to go get his CDLs, start driving a truck a couple days a week. Have you talked to him?
I talked to him last time. We had to get together. You know, we have Bruce Simons had set up a a Facebook group for retired HPD guys, and we were having a meeting every month over at Pop's Diner, and that last one we had was in December. I guess he just kind of fell off the wagon or something, but it's been a while since we've had one. And that's the last time I saw Tracy. He showed up to one of those, and we sat there and talked for a bit. He said he's going to do dump trucks, so I don't know. Maybe he's decided to go big rig.
I'm not sure. He kind of, of course, he throwed your name out there. You know, we talked about you for a little bit, but he said he was planning on kind of doing the same thing you're doing, which I think that's pretty good. And, you know, kudos to Tracy for sticking in there as long as he has. Of course, he wasn't on patrol, so I pick on him. That's a little different.
He's in the thick of it, and, you know, they're trying to do all that accreditation stuff now. Now, I told him, I feel for him, because that's a lot to throw somebody. You know, the position he's in, he's kind of responsible for all of it. That's where it all ends up in his lap. So I can understand him wanting to go even quicker. It's a big task he's got to deal with.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys aren't very pleased, I guess, with the way the chief's taking that direction, but he obviously thinks it's better for the department, so I guess you got to stay with him. Whatever he decides, he is the boss.
I got my 44 years. I guess I'd say four different bosses, five or six, maybe six different bosses, but, you know, it's their show, their wagon. You got to tell the young guys, hey, you know, you may not agree with it, but this is what the band wants, so this is what we're going to do.
So, you got your new car bumped into on Facebook. That's not any fun, huh?
Principle of you know, accidents happen. You know, you get a new car, and it's not my car, it's the wife's car. But, you know, I wanted to have a car, be happy with it, and, you know, I took care of it. I'm more upset about it than she is. And, you know, it's just a thing. It actually wiped out most of that white that was on there was just paint. So obviously the vehicle that hit it had a white bumper, and they just scraped the paint off. So we stopped and got something to eat afterwards, and I wet a paper towel and wiped it off, and it's not as bad as it looks in that picture. But I think a little bit of buffing may get the majority of it out.
Somewhat, but yeah, I agree with you. It's just a principle thing. Just have a new car and somebody just drive off after they hit it like that. That's it's disheartening. And
let me get back in there. I don't know if Patrick was backing up. KD4 IOX. Anyway, you keep it up straight over there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's a pretty good job. I can't complain. And like I said, I'll be there till I retire. Unless they fire me first. I'm about as high up the ladder as I can go anyway, so I'm going to stick with it for a few more years and let the young guys have it.
The man's game. I picked the right time to make my move. There's a trooper down here. He's got a car stopped and probably Highway 11. Don't miss that. Okay. If you're looking to get into something, coming from what we're coming from to driving a truck, it's no stress at all. But, you know, I know sometimes I do find myself cursing the people who don't know how to drive.
Yeah, I kind of lose you there, Leon. It's a bad place. I don't know if you can still hear me or not.
Fencing going on there, but I've got you.
I'm headed out to baseball. Wife's got a game tonight, so it's good to talk to you on the radio, and I'll holler at you later. I'm gonna try to come to one of those breakfasts if y'all start having them again.
If I get notice of one, I'll be sure to text you or something, let you know. Yeah, you can beg it over. You're not doing anything all day. What the heck? yeah, But, yeah, have a good day with the game. And, yeah, I'll be either on this one or 285 or 105. Those are the three I predominantly stay on. So good to hear you on that. I didn't know if you used that license or not. Good thing you're using it. Good talking to you, Mike. Katie.
All right, Leon, have a good day. I'll at you later, KO4BXE.
You got a lot of white noise, and I heard your voice, but I couldn't make out what you were saying.
KO4FWV. Just testing out an antenna. I just soldered up.
Thank you out there. Where might you be located? Probably would be a good question to ask, see how well the antenna's doing.
I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And, I'm actually broadcasting from inside my house, a little handheld valve thing. So, and I just made this thing out of 22 gauge wire. So, I'm listening to myself on Echo Link. So, if it sounds like there's a delay, I'm trying to speak and hear myself.
If you're using a 5 watt handheld to mail, man, you're probably making. That's about a decent trip for. Did you purchase the antenna or you made it? I guess you said you made it.
I just took a piece of coax and soldered it onto a piece of wire like a J-pole configuration.
I don't know. You know how, if you're trying to do a dipole or half wave or a quarter wave, I guess assuming it'd probably be quarter wave. It might be doing a little bit better. I kind of favor the 5/8 wave. Diamond makes a real nice one that I like, that I keep up with both my cars. That's what I'm talking about now.
This is a J-pole. So it's got a half-wave radiator and then a quarter-wave matching stuff.
Better for my other J-pole. Sounds like it's doing pretty good. I guess for handheld, I'm on a mobile. I'm running about 20 watts, I think, is what I've got set at.
I'm on the 8 watt valve thing. And this, I haven't even tested it with an antenna analyzer. So this is just as soldered and dimensions off of a calculator online.
An antenna analyzer would be one of those things I'd like to have, but it's kind of like a car, you know. Everybody wants one. But yeah, I guess I've never got around to really getting one. Anyway, I'm going to give somebody else a chance to use the repeater here. Good talk to you. Jump in there anytime. My name's Leon, L-E-O-N, Lima Echo Oscar November. And my QTH, where I live, is in Hendersonville. So calls Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray.
Yeah, nice talking to you. This is Walter, Whiskey Alpha Lima Tango Romeo, and I'm in Simpsonville, Alpha and KO4MWV, Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey Victor.
I just left the Simpsonville. My son lives over down Wood, right off of Bryson, and he's got a fifth wheel camper in the back of his mind, and that's why normally stay when I come down to work. But 73, Walter, nice to make your acquaintance. Have a good day. And this is KD4IOX.
Have a good one.